Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Shout out to anybody who is an employer or a manager of people at the workplace. Have you ever gotten this excuse from your employees? Had bad reception, no Wi-Fi, couldn't get it done, couldn't call, couldn't send the email. You're not the only one, and chances are they were lying to you.
Ah,
how about that?
How dare they do that?
You manage some people.
I do, but I'm not really a boss. Like, I'm not.
You're not really a boss, but you manage some situations.
I manage situations, and I always try to be available because with our name on this show and then a name on the TV side, we have to be available.
Last line of defense.
That's right.
Has anyone ever told you, the Wi-Fi was bad, or I didn't have service, I couldn't, have you ever heard that one before?
Maybe my son.
okay.
You see what I mean?
Well, chances are, if you hear this, this excuse from somebody, they would say 50% of people have used this excuse, and 30% of that 50 were lying.
Wow.
Yeah, many people are lying about Wi-Fi and reception and using it as a precedent for why they couldn't get work done when they're on vacation, or why they couldn't get back to people about emails. Oh, no Wi-Fi. The truth is, most of our devices have data plans, and whether you have Wi-Fi or not, you can send an email.
Did I not see somewhere, though, that the baby boomers are a little bit more transparent about it?
That's exactly right.
And the millennials are going...
So it's an interesting thing because, yes, like you said, the millennials use this excuse much more than the baby boomers. And it speaks to just the attitude. So in the mind of the millennial, Wi-Fi is like electricity. Like, without it, the world is done. And
That's right.
And to the baby boomers, like, no Wi-Fi, I'll get it done somehow. I'll figure out another way.
Or from a baby boomer, as I am one of them.
Sure.
Someone just got a hold of me. That's awesome. They sent me an email.
Someone's calling
I feel important now. Yeah. You know, it's about purpose and relevancy, too.
It's about purpose and about relevancy, but it's also about just like your frame of reference.
Yeah.
You know, for the baby boomer, you came up in a time where there was no Wi-Fi, so you still had to get things done.
That's correct. And I'll say millennials, because I will never throw you to the curb, because the way you're thinking, the way you do things, pretty darn smart, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I've been thinking I should take like a page out of your book.
Sure.
Sure.
But the millennials, us millennials, need to stop using that Wi-Fi excuse. It's not a good excuse.
Gotta find another one.
Yeah, find something. Find another excuse?
Find another excuse.
Yeah, okay. Well, just something to remember this morning as your coworkers and employees are lying to you.
Adulting is tough.
I know, especially now that you're a dad.
It's that.
That even really puts you into that you have to be an adult kind of moment. But there are moments you don't want to be. But there are moments you really have to be.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one of the things is you have to know how to write a check. I know a lot of people don't do that very much, but you have to know how to write a check. On this list, about 76% of people do. But 20 years ago, it would have been 100%.
See, there's some people who don't know how to write a check anymore.
Yeah. We learned that in grade 7. They said, we had like a little business. I'll never forget this. I'm like, what am I going to need this for? And the guy said, okay, it's math. And we're going to do this. We're going to do percentages and what have you. We did sort of this thing. And then he goes, now let's sign the check. Does anybody know how to sign a check?
I bet people don't even know how to do a signature anymore.
No, I know.
You know what's funny? Like, I remember, because I'm not good at math like yourself. My checkbook was never balanced. I always did that thing where I was like, I just hope I don't bounce checks. I just give a check and I just do the sign of the cross and give someone the check. And be like, let's see what happens. That's why I'm very happy for debit cards.
Yeah.
Who do we have on the line again, Curtis?
We got Jasmine.
Hey, Jasmine. How you doing?
I think Katarina, too, right?
Katarina, too, yeah.
Yeah. Hi.
Yep. Hi.
What are your ages, ladies?
I'm 33. Katarina.
I'm 25.
Yeah. And adulting is challenging, wouldn't you say?
Definitely.
Okay, let's see how many of these things...
Doesn't get any easier.
No, it doesn't, and we're just trying desperately to get good at it. Marilyn, we're going to go through this list, and we can all together to see how well we do at these things, and I'll let you know how you do compare to the rest of the adults who took the survey.
So, Jasmine, you go first when you answer it, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, all right. Fabulous.
How many of us can swallow a pill fairly easily?
Jasmine?
I can.
You can, okay. Katarina?
Oh, easily.
Easily? Okay, great. 91% of people surveyed can swallow a pill easily. And this is one of the indicators that you're officially an adult. I mean, just think about it.
Yeah.
You know, kids can't swallow pills, but we should be able to.
My mother used to crush it up and put a little honey on it or something like that. This next question is really tough. I want you to give it a lot of thought. Okay. Are you ready?
Okay.
Yep.
Jasmine, you're up first. Can you neatly wrap a gift?
I'd say yes.
Okay.
Okay. I'm talking, I know, like people don't know how to do that because what they do is they do the bags now. What about you, Katarina?
Depends on how much time I have.
Are the corners at least half decent?
Yes. They might not be even, but they're nice and folded.
I can't wrap a gift to save my life.
I know.
I really can't.
You do those bags, don't you?
Yeah, the bags are the best.
That's the best. Okay. It is the best. All 87%
right. of people said they could wrap gifts. All right. Mm-hmm. So let's move on. Can you, if an item of your clothing gets damaged, like a button falls off,
mm-hmm.
can you sew that button back on?
Jasmine, can you?
No.
What about you, Katarina?
Not to save my life.
No, it's so easy.
Is it really, Marilyn?
It really is easy.
I've watched YouTube tutorials, and I still can't do it.
YouTube tutorial.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this right now. You're giving me ideas for the Marilyn Dennis show, okay?
Okay. Only 73% of people could sew on a button.
Yeah. I got to give a pass on this next one because they're difficult. Can you two fold a fitted sheet?
No.
Yes.
Oh!
What's yes. Isn't there a hack for that?
Like, there is. It depends on, yeah. Katarina, you know how to do it. What's the magic behind that? What's the secret?
You tuck in the two corners,
right.
And then you kind of fold, like you pinch it, like probably about 6 inches
yes.
from the edge, and then you kind of just fold it so the edges are in, and then it's like a nice square.
Nicely done. Okay. I'm very proud of you. Very.
My
proud.
Mother taught me that one early on.
Good, but not how to sew a button back on. Okay, can't know
no.
everything.
That's her job.
I want to know this one, Marilyn. Ladies, if you're in your home and you see a spider, can you kill the spider on your own, or do you call somebody to kill it for you?
I call somebody.
All right.
Katarina?
I just let it be.
Oh, you just let it be. Okay. One is not quite an adult, and one is an enlightened adult.
I'm kind of with her on this one. I pick it up, and I put it outside.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I do. I mean, even in the Kleenex, I don't squish it. Do you two always put your laundry away after it's dry?
No, not right away.
How long do you wait?
In the laundry basket right now, and it was.
I sit on their side of the room on this one. I'm still taking clothes out of the basket and wearing them. I'm living in the basket.
No, you guys cannot be saying this to me. So that means that you might not make your bed every morning. Am I right?
True.
What?
No, Katarina. I make the bed every morning.
Thank you. She is with me on
Marilyn.
I know you don't.
Never. Okay, ladies. Well, keep working at it.
Yeah.
These things,
I'll have to learn how to sew a button.
Okay.
All
but
right.
Listen, keep. You're going to have to learn somehow. Some way. Someday. Thanks for playing with us today. I think you are 9 out of 10 adults.
Yay.
Great.
I'll give you a B+.
All right.
Thank you.
Great. Wonderful. Well, at least we're not adolescents. Tear my face as otherwise. If you were a fan of E-Talk, no doubt you're a fan of our friend right here, Chloe Wilde.
Hey. Chloe. T-T-I-F. I got a little treat for you, Jamar.
Bring
it. Final trailer of Joker drop. Check this out.
And finally, in a world where everyone thinks they can do my job, check out this guy.
When I was a little boy and told people I was going to be a comedian, everyone laughed at me. Well, no one's laughing now.
You can say that again, pal.
Murray, one small thing.
Yeah.
When you bring me out, can you introduce me as Joker?
Wow. Oh.
This thing gave me chills.
I have goosebumps.
This was the best movie trailer I've seen all year. I mean, if the trailer was this good, I can't wait for the movie.
Oh, yeah. And we heard a couple voices there. We heard Robert De Niro's voice. So he plays a game show host, you know, who plays a role in the dark turn of Arthur Fleck, who then becomes Joker, played by none other than Joaquin Phoenix. And he is mesmerizing in this trailer.
Ooh, it's so scary. I know he's going to do an excellent job. When is this movie coming out?
So we get to watch it here at TIFF. But for everybody else around Canada and around the world, it drops October 4th. So we are getting there. But this trailer is definitely something we can look forward to watch again and again. And I love that this is an origin story. This mm-hmm. is mm-hmm. a version of Joker that no one has seen before. Even if you're the biggest fan, this is the origin story that Todd Phillips is bringing to life.
Right. And they were talking about the comparison to like Heath Ledger's Joker, but this is a different one. I'll tell you, I talked to Richard Krause, our film critic on CTV.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to me, you know, Joaquin was often offered some kind of villain role in some kind of franchise for a long time, but he didn't want to sign up for long term. And when he found this role, he said, this is perfect. And I think it is going to be perfect.
I think there's so much heart to it.
Yeah.
Like, we all know Joker's not a great guy.
Right.
Yet you feel for him when you watch this trailer.
Well, that's the best part about this movie.
Beat him down.
Yeah, yeah. Like all the different ways he was getting beat down and, you know, eventually pushed him over the edge to become that character. That's the good part about this movie.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
So, Jamar, you're into it?
Are you kidding me? I'm going to watch this trailer like five more times today.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nick Jonas, talented guy. You know, singer, actor, model, makes tequila. What's the one thing Nick can't do? Well, iHeartRadio put out the question, and it turns out he can't whistle. He's just like us. I can't whistle. I have tried.
You
can't? No, you can't whistle? Very airy. Like there's, it's like I'm not trying, but I really am.
Try. Oh my gosh, can you whistle?
I just am so bad.
Yeah, right.
Well,
yeah.
I'm just like Nick.
Okay, you're like okay, but you're telling another way.
So we can't be great at all.
You're on a road trip today?
Yes, off to Montreal. One of my oldest best friends is getting married.
Aww.
So off to go see her and celebrate her big day.
Okay, have a great long weekend, Chloe Wilde. And E-Talk's on tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV. Have you ever been so tired when you get home from work that you just... Even opening the car door is just tiring, and you just go, I just need to close my eyes before I go in the house.
Now we're speaking my language.
You just go, I can't wait to see my family. I just need to just take a couple of minutes for myself.
Absolutely.
Well, a woman did that. She was in her 80s. She's from New Jersey, and she fell asleep in her parked car in her driveway, and this happened this week.
She's a woman after my own heart.
And she's just exhausted doing errands and everything. So the thing is, when she woke up, early the next morning.
What?
She was still in the driveway. I mean, she took a nap.
Yo, that's more than a nap. She took a full-on sleep.
Full-on sleep. But, you know, when she woke up, because the police said, hi, ma'am, can you wake up? Can you wake up? Well, she must have been a sound sleeper, because when they woke her up, she was still in the driveway, but her car wasn't.
What?
They had a carjackers apparently removed the very sound sleeper from the car before stealing it and leaving her in the driveway.
Wait, is it?
Yeah, that is a sound sleeper.
Now, she is, I tell you guys, I could fall asleep anywhere, anytime, anyplace.
Okay.
But this woman is my hero. Like, she's gone to the next level.
So insomnia for her.
Well,
they lifted her out of the car. They took the car, drove it away, and put her back in the driveway safely.
Wow.
And so,
either she's a very hard sleeper or that's a very comfortable driveway.
I guess so. Can't imagine. Can you imagine?
I can't imagine.
Well, anyway, that happened in New Jersey.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Hopefully.
So lock your car doors if you ever had that happen to you. Okay. Or the potential of having that.
I hope they recovered the vehicle.
Who knows?
All right. Well, in any case, lock the doors if you're going to take that little nap in the driveway. How about that?
Anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.